I'm happy to be here tonight. They warned me there would be a Chinese retreat, and I didn't have time to learn Chinese, but I found out that some of you speak English, so there's no problem. I have a couple of Chinese neighbors at home in Woodhaven. One of them planted a bush that's called the Rose of Sharon, expression from the Bible. I believe it's in the Song of Solomon somewhere. She had a visitor, a young visitor, like some of you, one day, and for a while, actually. And she gave that thing a crew cut. And it was so beautiful before, full of flowers, nice pink flowers. Rose of Sharon reminded me of Jesus, of course. And I was reminded every time I look at it. In fact, I asked her for it after she half killed it, and I transplanted it on my property, and now it's having nice pink flowers again, and it lived. And every time I pass by there and I water it, I think of a song we sang in the choir in Canarsie. We have a choir twice a year for Easter and for Christmas. And it was something like this: Jesus, Rose of Sharon, bloom within my heart, beauties of thy truth and holiness impart, that wherever I go, my life may shed abroad fragrance of the knowledge of the love of God. Precious truths in there that we give off what's inside of us. And I mentioned that a few weeks ago at home, and one of our older choir members said, "I don't remember singing that." I said, "Sister, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a precious truth that's in the song." I didn't answer her, of course. But it reminded me again of how we can miss what the Lord is trying to tell us by just some simple idea or thought or forgetfulness or whatever it is that sidetracks us from receiving. What does that song say? That I might be full of Christ, that Jesus might be represented by me wherever I go, whether it's at work or at school, at the office, or even at camp, that others will recognize the fact that I'm different, that I belong to Jesus, that He lives in me, and that, like, who was it that said, a rose by any other name is still a rose? You're educated, I forgot. I have few roses in my garden also, and if I call them dandelions, well, they would be insulted, but they would still smell nice because they're roses. And I was thinking today, no, people might praise us, or they might put us down, or they might complain about us, or praise us to high heaven, or we might be along the way with Jesus and know Him well, and He dwells in our heart, and we're a blessing. And for what? Why, that I might touch other lives for Him, that I may shed abroad, it says in the end of that song, fragrance of the knowledge of the love of God. God bless you all. It's nice to be with you. I'm looking forward to the next 2 days to hear from everybody else.
Jesus, Rose of Sharon, bloom in radiance and in love within my heart. Jesus, Rose of Sharon, bloom in radiance and in love within my heart. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, it's our main way. Understand obviously the works, but the ones I know in English I put together with that. That's the desire of our hearts, that Jesus shine forth in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do all Chinese boys and girls, do you all take singing lessons? I never heard anything like it. You all sing so richly, sweetly, and great. I mean, where it's 100% like that, you don't have any sour notes. It's great. But may our lives also ring true because of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now we'll all sing together. Number 5 in the white books, number 5. Sing that chorus again. sing that song in Chinese? Precious name, oh how sweet. Go. Just the chorus. Do you know it? Okay, well, listen to this. Sister Moni is going to sing it with me in German, and Johnny Schreck, and my wife, and Elsie Summer. Okay, and anybody else who knows, Brother Knoll. Oh, wie süß es erklingt, wenn ein Herz von Jesus singt. Oh, wie süß es erklingt, wenn ein Herz von Jesus singt. And Sister Antia, once more, I should have heard a little more. Oh, wie süß es erklingt, wenn ein Herz von Jesus singt. Oh, wie süß es erklingt, wenn ein Herz von Jesus singt.
Together.
Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy. Precious name of Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. Hail the power of Jesus' name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, great Jesus, precious name, holy name, matchless name, mighty name, wonderful name. Be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Excuse me. Could we sing one more song? Over a thousand.
32. Sure thing. One of our favorite songs, Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. That was written in connection with Charles Wesley's conversion. And he wrote so many verses to that. Grace was telling us about it. Does anybody remember from when she was teaching us or telling us about Charles Wesley how many verses there are? All I remember is that you get to the eighth verse before you ever get to Oh for a Thousand Tongues. Our first verse is the eighth verse, so maybe 30 some odd verses, I don't know. But it has to do with how happy he was because he was saved. He was saved by the power of God, redeemed by the blood, the precious blood of Christ. And I'm not sure if it's in here. Thank you. And I won't read you all that many. Let's see. I was given this as a gift during the first period. And excuse me, I'm wrong. The stanza that begins, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing, is verse 7 of Wesley's original poem. I wonder if anybody's interested. There aren't 30 verses here, but maybe 19. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. The glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace, my gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrow cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin, He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood availed for me. He speaks, and listening to His voice, new life the dead receive. The mournful broken hearts rejoice, the humble poor believe. Hear Him, ye deaf, His praise, ye dumb, your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold your Savior come, and leap, ye lame, for joy. In Christ your head you then shall know, shall feel your sins forgiven, anticipate your heaven below, and own that love is heaven. Glory to God, and praise and love be ever, ever given by saints below and saints above, the church in earth and heaven. On this glad day the glorious Sun of Righteousness arose, on my benighted soul He shone and filled it with repose. Sudden expired the legal strife, 'twas then I ceased to grieve. My second, real, living life I then began to live. Then with my heart I first believed, believed with faith divine. Power with the Holy Ghost received to call the Savior mine. I felt my Lord's atoning blood close to my soul applied. Me, me He loved, the Son of God. For me He died. I found and owned His promise true, ascertained of my part. My pardon passed in heaven I knew when written on my heart. Look unto Him, ye nations, own your God, ye fallen race. Look and be saved through faith alone, be justified by grace. See all your sins on Jesus laid, the Lamb of God was slain. His soul was once an offering made for every soul of man. Awake from guilty nature's sleep, and Christ shall give you light. Cast all your sins into the deep and wash the Ethiop white. Harlots and publicans and thieves in holy triumph join. Saved is the sinner that believes from crimes as great as mine. Murderers and all ye hellish crew in holy triumph join. Believe the Savior died for you. For me the Savior died. With me your chief ye then shall know, shall feel your sins forgiven. Anticipate your heaven below and own that love is heaven. And I think some of the verses were left out. The lady that gave me this book during the first period likes to try to find all the verses of songs. For instance, what I just did with All Hail the Power, singing just the last verse first and the first verse and skipping verses, I wouldn't have done that if she were here. She really, really doesn't like it. So, not allowed to skip verses. And she tries to find all the verses that are in existence. And she gave me this book, but Charles Wesley wrote this hymn to commemorate the first anniversary of his conversion to Christ. He was so thrilled and rejoicing, and I was so glad that you started that. I looked at you, I was teasing you, when I looked at you like that and at the clock. There was a lady here, she was so very shy. I never heard from her all week, and the last evening she was here, she said, "Excuse me, could we sing a song?" And I looked at her like, "What are you doing?" I just did that to tease her. Of course, we sang it, and she was just the one to do that too. I couldn't help it. but as I read this, listen, I want to go to John 14 for just a couple minutes tonight.